Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the public library. Carly Lauchsbeyer was 7 years old when she and her family left Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and moved to a remote logging camp in Rowan Bay on QU Island. In this excerpt, Lauchsbeyer talks about some of her fond memories from life in that camp with her mother, Jackie Lauchs.
Just everybody was so friendly, and everybody watched out for everybody else, and it was one big community, like all the other logging camps that we went to from there. But I remember one of the big lessons was sing. If you're going to go outside and you're going to be in the woods, you need to be as loud as you can, because QU was not as full of bears as it is now, because it's not really inhabited. But bears were still pretty familiar with camp. I remember one time you had a visitor specifically one morning on the steps of the house while you were making breakfast.
Yes, it was very scary. My first encounter with a bear was on the very right outside my door.
Was it trying to get in or just sniffing and chuffing?
It was just bumping against the door, and I was cooking bacon, and I heard the bump, and so I didn't think it a bear. I'm a California girl. I didn't think a bear. I opened the door, and there was a bear. So I grabbed the broom, and I started swearing at it and telling it to go away, and your father thought I was talking to him.
Oh, that was later. So, yeah, we had a lot of bears, and I remember one time we had I think there was one particular bear who was very familiar to camp, and he came through the playground area, and the little Colvin girl was sleeping, or she was laying really still on the merry-go-round, and after that, all the dads got together, because once a bear is that
unafraid
of people and being around people, they just... It's just asking for trouble. So I remember they had to get rid of that bear. And then we didn't really have any more problems with nosy bears. They stayed pretty clear of the camp, except for at the dump, where we could always go look at the bears. But only a few people had their own rigs out there. Most of them were just camp rigs.
No one with Don Brown was allowed to have their own rig because of his insurance and the log trucks on the roads.
Mm.
It was only after Don Brown left that we could take vehicles out to QU Island.
Mm-hmm. He was Don Brown was a kind man. He was very nice, and he was good to all the kids, and always made sure that everybody was safe, and if there was anybody even remotely suspicious that worked for him, well, they didn't work for him for very long.
Did you ever feel uncomfortable with there being 90 or 100 men in the bunkhouse and only being one of 30 children?
No. No. And being from a city, you are kind of, you know, your radar is kind of up anyway. That's what I've personally found. But no, I never felt, and I don't know if I didn't ever, because there were never any creepy people, or if because I knew that even if something did happen, it would be taken care of either by my dad or someone else's dad or Don. You know, somebody was, we were all protected. It was a cocoon. And we would go trick-or-treating in the bunkhouse. You know, you'd go through all the trailers and camp, and then you'd go down to the bunkhouse where all the good candy was. They would give you full-size candy bars, and they would give you dollar bills. And, you know, a lot of those guys had families somewhere else. And, you know, you were just an extension of their family. And we had lots of dinners with guys from the bunkhouse who just needed a home-cooked meal. Not that the cookhouse wasn't fabulous. You know, there were some really good smells coming from the cookhouse, and you could, you know, go down there with your big eyes on and maybe get a cookie or two. So that was a wonderful experience for me, living at Rowan Bay.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more about how to participate.